WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Hanson is a new pop trio consisting of three brothers from Tulsa, Oklahoma, Ike, Taylor, and Zach, who are respectively 16, 13, and 11. It's been quite a while since kids this young hit it big, but Hanson has a major success with the single Bop. Rock critic Ken Tucker reviews their new album, Middle of Nowhere.
Ah, youth. Once upon a time, rock and roll was played by young people, not leathery-skinned 50-year-olds or jaded 20-year-olds trying to sound like leathery-skinned 50-year-olds. The industry has spent the past decade trying to reassure aging baby boomers that rock is grown-up music, and has done the job so well that hearing these youngsters named Hanson almost comes as a shock. The songs on their album Middle of Nowhere have an energy and spark missing from a lot of the most popular music these days. This is heard most clearly on the group's single, Bop. The first time I heard it on the radio, I cranked up the volume and thought, this is a perfect pop song. Instantly catchy for the way its perky, bubbly melody contrasts with the aching moan of 13-year-old Taylor. Well, crank up your radio and hear for yourself. Bop, Hanson sounds like a white version of the early Jackson 5. It was produced by the Dust Brothers, the guys who've worked wonders in collaboration with Beck. But where Beck thrives on murkiness and ambivalence, Hanson's teen pop music requires sonic clarity, the musical equivalent of innocence. And that's what the Dust Brothers provide. Now, mind you, I'm not saying that I think Hanson is a particularly innocent rock act. These kids are erstwhile pros who share composition credits on this album with the 60s girl group legends Barry Mann and Cynthia Weil, and the hack song doctor Desmond Child. But of course, it's not as if the Jackson 5 wasn't making carefully calculated music either. The trick is to use calculated craft to convey spontaneity. It's the central paradox of popular art, and Hanson pulls it off on songs like Bop and this one, Thinking of You. The Hanson brothers are three blonde cuties. In the video for Bop, they horse around like the Hard Day's Night Beatles on rollerblades. About a month ago, the New Yorker ran a long profile of another new youth band called Radish, led by a spunky 14-year-old. The New Yorker made great claims for this kid, Ben Queller, comparing him to Springsteen and Kurt Cobain. Trouble is, listen to Radish and what you mainly hear is a child playing at grunge. Listen to Hanson and you hear kids challenging the gods of pop. As they say at the racetrack, the New Yorker backed the wrong horse.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.